This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
So Ms. Hathaway asked me if I want a D plus or a C minus. I said D plus.
Why?
A plus is good, right?
No, we should
be
for a C. D is still definitely.
Okay, the interview's in T-minus 2 minutes. Sasha, have you finished setting up the mics?
Almost done, Chief. Give me five.
Five. We only have two minutes. Not a lot of time. Jet! Jet, we rolling?
The camera's not working. But like Coach Linda always says, drop and give me 40. But I usually don't carry cash on me, so I just have to give her my MasterCard.
Jet, have you tried pressing the on button?
Oh, you know what? I'll press the on button. Let's go!
I'm surrounded by morons. Speaking of which, Carly.
Oh, yeah?
Is Amanda ready for her interview?
Yeah, I think she's right outside.
Look, are you sure about this? Person of the Week is our most popular segment. I don't want to mess this up by writing about someone boring.
Relax, Amanda's really interesting.
Interesting? Like a 5-hour documentary on gerrymandering? The kids don't want interesting, Carly.
Oh.
They want hot and juicy gossip, and I've got to serve it to them on the piping hot platter that is this fine newspaper.
Doesn't that go against all ethics in journalism?
Ethics, schmethics. All I need is a good story. Something to rile people up. Something that'll get folks talking. For too long, satellite news has withered out of the public eye, but it is I, Sputnik McKavanaugh, who returned to its former glory.
Oh, relax, Sputnik. The paper's important to me, too, and Amanda will make a great person of the week.
Hey, if she sucks, I'll do it.
Jack, you've already been the person of the week.
But I've got plenty of personality to share. Let's go!
Let's not. Everybody stay quiet. Hey, Carly, bring her in.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey!
So how did it go? Did you get your coffee and everything?
Well, they didn't make my drink, and then...
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, Amanda!
Oh my gosh, I didn't see it stain.
Hey, here, take my sweater.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, you're gonna be on camera, you need it. You're gonna make friends, put yourself out there, you're gonna do great, honey.
Take a seat, make yourself comfortable.
Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna be here the whole time. Don't worry. Just look at me if you feel nervous, okay?
Okay.
Nervous. Don't be. Just have fun. Be yourself. Just don't be, boring.
Of course. I mean, of course not. I mean, I'm not. I mean, you have nothing to worry about, right, Carly?
You got this.
Alright, let's get this over with.
Jet.
Student body, today we're digging deep into our school and its colorful cast of characters. That's right, we bring you another edition of Person of the Week. Today, we focus on a student in particular who manages to fit into the folds of our school's tapestry like a chameleon. But maybe today, we'll find out about the inner workings of this wallflower, what makes her tick, and her deep insights into our school, our country, and perhaps our entire world. Once again, I'm Sputnik McKavanaugh, and this is our Person of the Week segment featuring senior Amanda Steinberg. Say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Well, tell me about yourself.
Like what?
You know?
I know?
Yeah, you know. Do you have any hobbies? Do you spend spare time with books? Do you go on big shopping sprees to ante up your looks?
Sometimes I watch the TV before I go to bed.
Thank you.
Last Halloween was killer. I'm sure you dressed up nice.
I couldn't go to school that week. My hair was full of lice.
She did dress up that one year as a giant pumpkin.
That just sounds cliche.
What did you just say? There's no changing that.
For once, I really hope you're wrong.
It gets better?
I'd settle for tolerable.
Why do you always care what everybody says?
Thank you. stand out while I blend in. Why can't I be known as somebody? The teacher's pet, the class clown.
But guess who's coming to dinner tonight?
Your mom?
Yeah, Dad. Wow. Dad said he's gonna tidy up. I'm gonna go get some work done.
You should go.
Before.
Yeah,
I'll see
definitely.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll see your two, and raise you two more.
Ah,
Dad.
Hey, sweetie.
Why is the house such a mess? You said you were gonna clean up.
Oh, Amanda, this is Vance. I invited the old dog over for a couple of rounds, you know, see what he's got.
Amanda, we meet at last. You're just as lovely as your father said it. He's told me much about you.
Really? That, doesn't sound like something he'd do.
There wasn't much to say. You spend all day in your room.
Well, I highly doubt that. I mean, you must have friends, hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like...
Boring.
Amanda's not boring. She just, doesn't have much spunk, you know?
Dad, I really don't see why we need to talk about this right now.
It's okay. Not everybody can be Rainbow Sherbert. Somebody's got to be Vanilla.
Dad, I have some homework to do, so if you don't mind, I'm
going to... Amanda, why don't you pull up a seat and play with us, huh? See if you inherited your old man's poker face.
I don't know. I should really get my work
done. Yeah, come on, sweetie. Indulge your old man, huh? Don't be so, predictable.
Okay. Just one round.
Yes!
You won't beat me this time, Vance.
Well, he's probably right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Oh, wow, thanks. Thank you. Danny up?
Thank you. And maybe you'll beat me this time, Amanda. He's still too easy to read.
I'm full of surprises.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. At least it'll make it easier for me to win.
With that poker face, Dan, you won't need any help. Check.
Check.
Speaking of predictable, I was surprised to not see you home immediately after school. What are you doing? Check. I'll take two.
I'll take three. I was person of the week. I had an interview today.
Oh! How'd it go? Did you dazzle? Dealer takes two.
I'll bet one.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm the toast of the town.
Oh, that good, huh? Pretty soon I'll be beating off admirers with the broom. Like mother, like daughter, I guess. I will see her one and raise five.
That reminds me, what time is Mom getting in? I should probably clean up before she gets here.
Change of plans. Mom had to rain check.
Typical, I fold.
You know how she is, always off with those high-profile friends of hers. Ordinary people like you and me just don't make the cut. So it's just you, me, Vance, and takeout tonight. What do you say, huh? Loser pays?
Against you? I would not take that bet. You're kicking my behind as it is.
Well, quit stalling and get back to playing. I'm on a hot streak.
Well, I call.
What do you got? Ha! Told you! I would love to stay and take all your money. But I gotta go order some takeout. First, another cold one.
Thank you. Well, we can play one more, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Between me and you and me, I think he needed to leave. He would have had all my money.
Aw, he does that. Thank you. I bet two.
Seriously?
Amanda, is your mother a sore subject?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, you're following in her footsteps, right? Becoming the toast of the town.
Hey, is this takeout?
I call.
I need one. I wouldn't say I'm quite there yet.
No, the daughter of two wonderful, charismatic people. How could you not be invited out every single night? Dealer takes two.
You know, not every night, just most of them.
Well, besides hitting up parties and being the most popular girl in school, what else you got going on, huh?
The usual, going to class, hanging with friends.
$15 for spicy wings? That is highway robbery.
And how is that, killer time?
Classmates are kind of lame. They don't really get me, you know?
What do I need to do to get you, Amanda? What's the key to unlocking your secrets?
I bet five. Well, I know how to do origami pretty well, and I don't mean to brag, but I can fold a fitted sheet. Not many people can do that.
Well, that is a real talent. I see your five and raise you five more.
Yeah, I got a coupon around here somewhere, 15% off.
I'll see your bet and raise you 10. Talking with you is fun. I think sometimes it's hard for me to connect with people.
Where's that blasted coupon?
Well, I find that terribly hard to believe, Amanda.
I don't know. I don't know how to get people to like me. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I like you, Amanda.
Thanks, but my classmates don't seem to agree.
Well, why ever not? You're a lovely girl.
I don't know. My friend Carly, everyone likes her. She's funny and cool and just the exact opposite of me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
All in.
Me too.
Oh. Looks like you won.
Oh my gosh, wow.
But what if I told you, Amanda, that I could offer you so much more? Amanda, Amanda. Amanda, don't you see? Just how boring you're perceived. Even your father can see his mistake. In keeping you at the table, well, you're only his bait.
Dad,
you see, Amanda, I can fix all of this, just shake my hand. I can change all of this, just shake my hand. You see, Amanda, I can take your hopes and make them true, and take the truth and make it through, and just like that, you're new. If you take my hand at this moment at this table, I will then in turn change your fate, and then the others will start to see that you're evil. You'll no longer be used as their bait.
What are you saying?
Amanda, take my hand. Shake my hand, come on, let's make a plan. And when the morning comes, well, you'll see what will come. Then the boring Amanda,
the part that Dan hates. The part of Amanda he uses as bait. We'll become marvelous Amanda with just one little shake. And so the deed is done.
Extra, extra. Welcome one, welcome all to our school's only source of news and entertainment, Satellite News, the Gossip Edition with me, Sputnik McCavanaugh. Together, me and my investigation squad expose our school's nerds, our musicians, and our class clown. First, let me introduce you to our person of the week, Jefferson High School's most boring student, Amanda Steinberg. You already don't know her, but prepare to learn even less about her as she reveals that her favorite TV show is, brace yourselves, the Nightly News, and that last Halloween she dressed up as, get this, a big pumpkin. And we've got pictures. Keep sending us your interesting people. And remember, here at Satellite News, we're always watching.
Extra, extra, support the endowment for the arts.
In actual news, read my article on spiritual leader and human rights activist Boonsie, who'll be visiting our school in just a few weeks.
Well, I hope he doesn't see our newspaper, because this is the real human rights violation.
Hey, who cares about that? Read it for this week's scores. I crushed it at the big game last week. Me, Jeff Fletcher, captain of the varsity air hockey team. Ka-chow! No one can score on me. Let's go!
Man, if that girl has a chance of being person of the week, maybe I have a chance too.
What would you even talk about, Arnold? Your extensive collection of Japanese cartoons?
I'm going to pretend for just a second you didn't refer to the highly advanced art form known as anime as mere cartoons. And my name is Junichi now.
Someday, Satellite News will notice me for my incendiary trombone skills, and then I can finally woo the apple of my eye, Sputnik McCavanaugh.
Seriously, dude?
I can see it now. I burst into her office, trombone in hand. A smoke machine blows tendrils of fog across the room. And when I put the trombone to my lips and begin to serenade her with the sweet, sweet sound of Kenny G's Songbird, ya-da-da, ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da.
Well, I heard Sputnik grill Jack Fletcher so hard during his interview that he peed his pants.
God, I wish that were me.
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't just hear that. I mean, come on, that's Jet Fletcher, varsity air hockey player, driver of a Ford Flex. The most confident guy in school. Sputnik is hardcore.
Yeah, and I'm hardcore in love with her.
Oh, boy. We know what I'm in love with? Food. And you jokers running your mouths 24/7 would impede my ability to shove that low-quality cafeteria food down my throat.
Hey, Garrett Sensei, it's us over here.
Well, 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 visit my favorite disturbed children.
Oh, Professor Garrett, you flatter us.
Seriously, if any of you end up having careers, I'll be amazed.
That's because you, sir, are a terrible guidance counselor.
The truth, as always, Olivia. Why they decided to keep me on after they axed the music program, I have no idea. The fact that I'm trained in music composition should show I barely have my own life together. Who am I supposed to give advice to a bunch of kids?
Well, I think you're a great guidance counselor, Garrett Sensei. It's with your help that I will one day achieve my dream of becoming a samurai.
Oh, no, not this again. Dude talks about samurais all damn day.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work out for you, Junichi.
The Tokugawa Shogunate would never let me down.
Okay, well, I've got a meeting I have to attend in my office with the luscious lunch lady, Linda.
Ooh.
Class, don't tell anyone about this or I could lose my job.
Carly! Is that a new student walking with you? I'd be ever so tickled to make her acquaintance.
Olivia, I've gone to school with you for 3 years.
No way, Jose! I know everyone.
It's completely true.
I literally cannot forget a face. They haunt my nightmares.
Olivia, I'd like to introduce you to our person of the week, Amanda. Remember?
Oh, no way! You're Pumpkin Girl! Word on the street is you're pretty boring, but maybe I can rub off on you a little. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Amanda.
Oh.
Olivia Chung, what is happening?
I feel weird.
Weird like me or weird like
bad.
Aren't they the same thing?
I feel weirder than... Wait, hold on, I had something for this.
Than Professor Garrett's love life?
Olivia, what's wrong?
I don't know, guys. All of a sudden, I feel really sad.
Oh my gosh, Olivia Chan feels sad.
This has never happened before!
She only has one well-defined character trait, and that's her wonderful sense of humor.
Olivia Chan, if you start feeling the angst and emotions of our teenage years, you will take us all down with you. You
know, Olivia's feeling sad? That's more unsettling than Zach Muse's unrequited love for Sputnik.
Hey, man.
What? She's a journalist. She wants a big scoop, not a big doodle.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have no idea where that came from, really.
When did Pumpkin Girl get so funny?
I don't know, but she's really hurting my feelings.
At least my jokes don't make people's ears bleed.
Shouldn't you kids be in class? I'll take away your lunch privileges, all of you.
Is that a reward or a punishment?
Who even are you? Doesn't matter. Everyone get to class, all of you. Oh god, what have I got myself into?
Professor Garrett, where'd you go, my saucy sautéed sausage?
The key of F sharp minor, it has three sharps, and a symphony by Wagner would have two harps. And those sus chords are okay. I'll do nines, two eights, and twos to threes all day. But what's burning deep inside me, what's so fine, is that I must hurry up and get in line. So with Junichi, we'll go through. We're all queued up, well prepared that the kitchen's screwed up on some viola-smelling stew, while such downright flirty, flighty things I do. All those flighty things I do. Lunch lady, stop it to me right here, every single bite, dear, on my tray. Lunch lady, she gives me salmonella, I'm such a lucky fella, you give me all your riches each day. So each day is okay in its way. Her eyes are bitonal in hue, and if I could just get a glimpse of one shoe, doles out the goo to the kids who are suffering through a tasteless and odorless day. What's underneath that hair that is gold? And her face doesn't look very old. As she spoons out the soup, I feel stuck in a loop where the soup in the loop ends up cold. Lunch lady, stop it to me right here, every single bite, dear, on my tray. Lunch lady, I'm such a fool to try it, it's one unhealthy diet, but how on earth can I stay away? Soprano is an all too common voice type, while musicians in Peru play on a panpipe. There are major, minor chords and examination boards, they're really tough. But what modulates me more than all that stuff is the thought that I may never get enough of her pert steam table charm, as she ladles out what's warm. We wait transfixed for food that's mixed, that's stirred by her rosy, posy apron.
Rosy, posy arm?
She comes institutionally wise, which to me is a thing to be prized. If I give her a wink, she fires back with a blink, I think. You see why I'm so mesmerized. On the line, she's got some eggplant to spare, and her eyelashes twitch on a dare. But I can't make a sound,
I'm just standing quite proud. Then I stammer and groan like a chair.
My lady, dog it in remission. That's why malnutrition's here to stay. My lady,
she gives the salmonella. We lack the guts to tell her that microbes can affect us that way.
Recyclable.
If it's plastic, it's okay.
You get good grades through actions, Jet Fletcher. Ignore innate talent. Ignore the phrase born dumb. Take full responsibility for your grades and work for them. That's all so-called smarts are. Just focus and hard work. Like when you're hitting the gym.
I don't know, Lila P. I don't think I can bench press knowledge.
Of course you can. I'll spot you.
It's just focus and hard work?
Yes.
Like when Coach Linda says one more lap?
Like when Coach Linda says one more lap. But with books and people usually checking out my Scantron. Wait, you take laps for air hockey practice?
Dude, it's just like the backstory of any artist's great sculpture. You have this crazy...
Sasha! Bad analogy. Speak only when spoken to.
Wow, Jet Fletcher's studying? I've seen everything now.
No jokes in study hall.
Oops, my bad.
What subject are you studying?
Physics. Which is making me physically ill.
Hey, I know physics. Like when Coach tells you to throw the perfect spiral.
You need to throw spirals in air hockey?
Shush, Sasha! Jet! Very good. How are you doing with the homework?
I'm just having some problems figuring out these equations.
But you're doing English homework, Jet.
Hey, Amanda, how have you been post-interview?
Sasha! No jokes! Or casual conversation! Whilst studying!
Hey, guys!
Hey, Carly!
Hey!
Sasha! What subject are you studying?
World history, Lila. They wouldn't let me take art history.
You mean like when Coach tells you to emulate Picasso's Blue Period?
You got a weird coach, man.
Hey, is the seat taken?
No.
So, how's that whole joke streak thing been going?
It's been nonstop. I don't know what to do.
Don't hold back. You know, I've been telling you, you're full of surprises.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lila, do you know how to do this problem?
Of course I do. Which one is it?
Number 4, sources of tension.
As if my life didn't have enough already.
Is that a joke? No jokes. In study hall, we have to focus. So for this problem, you have two objects pushing on each other versus two objects pulling on each other. So bring your fist up to mine. Now don't push. There's no tension right now. What's that called?
Slack.
Good. Now we push together and we get compression. And when we pull,
and when we pull,
we get a system of equilibrium, right? Probably.
Thanks anyway. I think I have the rest of these, Lila.
Well, Lila P, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I'm gonna go lie down.
Sweet!
Don't leave stay home unless you're sick. Sit back down.
Well, I hope she's okay.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Oh, no. Lila P is all sick now. Amanda, could you help me with my homework? It's not working.
Looks like you're doing 1960s socialism in Russia. You get to choose your topic for this one, right, Jen? What if you wrote about air hockey? You're confident talking about that. You could even do an in-class presentation.
Yeah, good idea. I'll bring my personal puck.
You're killing this study session. When did you get so smart?
What do you mean?
Hey, what's up with this new you? First the jokes, and you know you're helping Jet, which
is
nice.
Read the discussion questions before you read the passage. It'll make the answer stick to your brain more.
All right, we'll do.
I'm not feeling myself, and Olivia's neither has Lila P. I shook her hand and now she seems just as lost as me. I'm not feeling myself, and Olivia's had the same fate. I'm not feeling myself, and that's great. Shook Olivia's hand as well, and then those jokes were boring. It looks like Lila's laser focus, blind is night for scarring. I shake their heads, but just can't shake these feet.
wrong, but what's not okay is they weren't really using them anyway. So I'll take it to the world.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I feel better than better. In fact, what if I told you I had a little secret?
I would say do tell.
Well, what if I told you all of my problems were solved?
I would say that's great. I'm so happy for you.
Well, they're not solved yet, but they're going to be.
I've never seen you so confident before. Hey, does this have something to do with seeing your mom last night?
No, she stood me up last night.
Again? Oh, Amanda, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I'm glad she didn't come. Otherwise, I would have never met Vance.
Vance?
Yeah, some guy my dad brought home. I beat him at a poker game and, well, this is gonna sound crazy, okay?
Okay.
I have the ability to take people's personality traits when I shake their hands. Isn't that great?
I think you should go lie down at the nurse's office or something.
No, you said I've been coming out of my shell. This is how. The jokes, the study halls, takeover and all of the confidence, I just got it from Olivia, Jet, and Lila P.
Amanda, you're acting insane.
No, how was I able to solve all of those physics problems? Why have I been telling all these jokes, and how did I take over study hall?
But Lila P and everyone who just left looked like they're about to throw up.
And?
You know, Olivia had to go to the nurse's office after lunch. They sent her home. Amanda, if what you're saying is true, then you're hurting all these people.
No. You're looking at it all wrong. They're helping me. I'm the one who's boring. I'm the one who's empty. I need this. They don't.
All those people. Amanda, you need to think about what you're doing.
Can I trust you?
Amanda, you don't know how this works. There could be consequences.
You don't support me. You don't like the new
Amanda. That's not it. I swear.
Well, you may not like the new Amanda, but I love her. And I'm going to do something I should have done a long time
ago. What are you doing?
Knock, knock. Oh, it's just the darling daughter you abandoned, your baby girl Amanda. Yeah, you know what, Mom? Let's cut the crap. You're never home. You don't care about me and Dad. And every time you say you're coming home for dinner, you don't show up. Yeah, you know what? Do you know what it did to me? Having a mother who shirked every parental responsibility in the name of social
Amanda,
pressure?
Stop this!
All right, the next time you want to call me, let the idea float out of your head. Because I never want to see you again. The Steinberg family just had its last season, and it's not getting renewed. Let's go!
Amanda, wait, seriously, hold up!
The other day, I was in the lunchroom, hanging out with my friends, showing off my sweet bone skills, when all of a sudden, I couldn't play it anymore.
Just like that?
Just like that.
And by?
bone skills, you mean trombone skills?
Yeah, by bone skills, I mean trombone skills. Trombone is instrument.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for coming in.
Wait!
What? Is there something you want to add to your statement?
Just that I want to be a person of the week.
Every week.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, are you getting this?
Hello?
They say opposites attract. Well, who's more opposite than us? You're like a viola, and I'm an English horn. We're so different alone. We're so perfect together. I spent half my life learning trombone so that if in the event I caught you alone, I could prove to you I'm not a sour note. Wasted 7 years of my life. Wasted 4 hours a night. Wasted on you. I just wanted you to know you're my person of the week.
Every week.
News! Keep it professional!
Call me Zacky Poo, like my mom does.
Dude, look, talk to me again at homecoming and we can elaborate on the whole situation.
Homecoming?
Get out!
Hi, Carly.
Hey. Oh, hey. I'm sorry, look, you're my only staff member and you're late to our debriefing. It's inexcusable.
I know, I'm sorry.
Look, I got a big one this week, Carly. It's real juicy.
Okay, I'm listening.
Don't just listen.
Look.
Wow, is that...
That's impressive, right?
I know.
How long have you been working on this little arts and crafts project?
For the past 2 days, I've been looking into this sudden outbreak. Our classmates falling into nurses' cots, one after the other. These are some of the first infected. Some of our very own staff, which is why I'm bringing you in on this, Carly. You got spunk, kid. You rarely steer me wrong.
Thanks.
Look, it has to connect somehow. Are you in?
I mean, you're Sputnik McCavanaugh. If you've been looking into this for 2 whole days, you would have figured it out already.
One would think, but it's been a tough nut to crack.
Have the teachers told you anything?
Don't be such a sheep, Carly. The school is keeping this under wraps for a reason. It's my job as a journalist, and your job as my assistant to unveil the truth.
No!
No.
I mean, they're just sick kids, Sputnik. You know, flu season must have come late this year.
I don't have to be a doctor to know that something fishy is going on, and it's affecting our classmates.
There's no story here.
Are you hearing yourself? There's no story here. This is our Watergate. Potentially the biggest scandal our paper has ever covered.
We don't even know if it's a scandal yet.
Carly, my dear. Everything's a scandal if you look at it from the right angle.
I just think we shouldn't assume
that. You know something about this.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I can see it in your eyes. I can smell it on your breath.
Sputnik, you're crossing the line.
Look, I'm just trying to help the school so no one else gets sick. And you're lying to protect someone. That's selfish.
Who would I lie for?
That's the question. Isn't
it? You're making me uncomfortable.
I'm going to give you five
seconds.
Stop
it! Four,
get away from me!
Gather around, everybody. A quick update. Wall students, please head to the cafeteria for a very important announcement. Now, where were we?
Wait, I think it's still on.
We'll get back to this later. For now, there's breaking news hitting the stands.
Come on in, come on in. Gather around. I have something... something very important to tell you all.
Sensei! Professor Garrett Sensei, what is going on?
Professor Garrett, all my friends are getting sent home.
Yes, children, I know it's all very bizarre.
Sasha, why have you not been sent home? You have not been yourself since the last Yuri on Ice episode aired.
You think my parents would let me stay home from school? No. It's that whack-ass cafeteria food that's got everyone lying low. Every time I eat that meatloaf, I can't make a solid bowel movement for weeks.
Sasha, it's not the meatloaf.
Then it's gotta be the water. Guys, every time I drink that water, I can't make a solid bowel movement for weeks.
Sasha, it's not the water.
Then it's gotta be the napkins. Guys, every time I use those napkins, I can't
Sasha,
make...
maybe you've just got, like, you know, a stomach problem.
Well, yeah. I have a tapeworm about a mile long. His name is Clarence. He's been by my side since day one.
Sasha, you were born with a tapeworm?
Hey, everyone, why the long faces?
All our friends are dead!
Junichi, your friends aren't dead.
Sensei, then why don't I see them anymore?
Hey, I don't see my mom anymore, but that doesn't mean she's dead. Am I right?
Amanda!
Come on, Amanda, we need hanging. Let's make equilibrium.
Amanda, you're acting kind of funny.
Well, you're acting like a buzzkill. We have an announcement to listen to. Let's go!
She's lost her damn mind.
Class, keep it together. I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 6 days, and you're getting on my nerves.
Where does it end? I don't even feel like watching Naruto anymore.
Focus, children. I have troubling news.
Oh, no! The zombification process is setting in quicker than anticipated.
No one is going to turn into a zombie, Junichi.
Oh, yeah? That's what everybody thinks. Then, bam, you've got no brains.
Oh, they don't pay me enough for this. You may be wondering why everyone has been sent home looking sick, pale, and emotionless.
That is just a byproduct of our American public education
system. Amanda, please! We've heard your opinion on just about everything at this point, and I think we'd all appreciate it if you stopped letting words come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying, a lot of you have expressed concern about the safety of your classmates, and honestly, I've expressed concern about the safety of my job because I've done terribly handling the situation. It's been tough not having an actual medical professional on staff, but Linda's been doing her darndest. After careful research, Linda and I believe we have discovered what plagues the student body.
Garrett Sensei, what is it?
Yeah, tell us, Professor Garrett.
You folks all seem distraught, and if there's one thing that I've taught, it's that the answer's there, yet sometimes hard to see. Good people, I have news. I have assembled all the clues. And there's only one thing that all this could possibly be. It's got to be mono. Undoubtedly mono. For the age we find you in, these personal boundaries rather thin, the answer is mono. How could it be anything else? Your honest diagnosis, mononucleosis.
You really think it's mono?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure of it.
I would ask you how you knew, but it does sound kind of true. And after all, I'm way too sick to even start a debate or to spread any hate.
A disease among the class, hardly worthy of a laugh. Mono seems to capture my state, so what can I say? Seems like there's no other way.
It has to be mono.
Indubitably mono.
I must have got it last week.
Since then my days have been bleak.
We don't just have mono. What an unfortunate state.
Your dramatic prognosis. Mononucleosis.
Wow, the whole class having mono. That's literally just like the fourth issue of the second edition of my third favorite manga, Fuyoki no Gakko. The one where Hayato Senpai accidentally starts giving all his fellow classmates the cold because he never washed his hands when he went to shake his hand as he was... Sorry, Garrett Sensei.
Seems like any other day I would try and nap my way, yet strange enough for me, I'd rather lay down in bed and take some fast-acting meds. Our situation seems so dull, and I've no artistic pull. I've been lacking inspiration and feeling so shot. I guess mono's what I got. We know it is mono. Because you're gonna be mono.
What?
I finally paid that old price. So strange how I've had it twice. Yet certainly mono. There is no doubt in my mind.
At least it's not psychosis. We have mononucleosis. At least we know this. It's mono, 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 mono.
Two and a half weeks after this supposed mono outbreak, and students are still dropping like flies.
We all figured it would stop by now, but if anything, even more kids have been diagnosed. If it were mono, the storm of disease would be quelled by now, but the twisted cycle of infection continues unhindered. At first, only high school royalty were infected. Jet Fletcher can no longer slam air hockey pucks, and Olivia doesn't tell her jokes anymore, but now, even nobodies are coming down with it. I mean, Sasha doesn't talk about art or food anymore, and that kid always played his trombone for me hasn't been around here in ages. I guess you don't know what you got till it's gone. But there's no story too big for Sputnik McCavanaugh. I can crack any case! Who am I kidding? The school is going down, my journalism career with it. All I ever wanted was my name emblazoned across the front page of the New York Times, Sputnik McCavanaugh, journalist extraordinaire. Now it's all just a hopeless pipe dream.
Let's go!
Amanda, this has gone too far. You've infected too many people already.
It's not enough.
What does that mean?
The world is big, and my awesome self needs to fill every corner. Amanda Fever is striking the school. Who's next?
I can't believe you would say that.
Relax, Carly. I'm just yanking your chain.
You know, your jokes aren't funny. They're just mean.
According to my calculations, you're in the minority on that one. Everyone thinks I'm kooky and endearing.
The kookiest and endearing. A bird of many kooks. A bird of many endearings.
You don't understand the pain you're causing people. You know, they're not the same.
Yeah, and look at me now. I'm confident, I'm funny, amazing at the trombone. I'm the MVP!
But that's not you. That's just little bits and pieces you stole from everyone else.
Yeah, Carly, you're supposed to love yourself, right? Well, I hated the girl I used to be. The boring Amanda that no one noticed.
You need to give everyone's traits back.
What?
You need to give everyone's traits back so things can go back to normal.
No, that can't happen.
You need to make things right.
Just listen to yourself. You don't know how it works. It's not like I just shake their hands and everything goes back to normal. It's a one-way transaction and it's non-refundable. Final sale.
So you can't return them?
Do you have a receipt?
Ha! Shaking people's hands and stealing their traits?
Sputnik, what are you doing here?
Amanda, I knew you were weird, but
Sputnik,
this is a
lot. Get out of here! Stop eavesdropping!
Relax, Carly. It's A-okay.
No, it is not. Leave. You didn't hear anything. This is my newsroom. And I did hear something. You two lunatics talking nonsense about handshakes.
Yeah, it's nonsense, so leave us alone.
One of the few non-infected people at our school losing her mind. Our most popular student by default, Amanda Steinberg, no less. This is a story all on its own. I can see it now. Non-mono nonsense. Expect a special feature for you two.
It's not all nonsense. It's true.
Oh, I've got to get this. Amanda, drop it!
Now put your thinking hats on, class. Who has been infected by this little mono epidemic?
All of the cool kids. But out of anyone worth anything at this school, who hasn't been infected with mono yet?
You, Amanda. But what about
you, Sputnik? You have some traits I certainly wouldn't mind having, and I could have taken them a long time ago, but the truth is, watching you struggle to figure it out was pretty funny. Must be the Olivia in me.
That's ridiculous. I might not be able to debunk this mono outbreak, but I sure as hell am going to debunk
Amanda, stop!
I'm here with our school's newspaper and editor-in-chief, Sputnik McCavanaugh. Say hi, Sputnik.
What did you do?
Who's boring now? It's funny how good this feels. How good this makes me feel. The whole school is full mono, and I'm their only light. Their one source of passion and true flair. They're so empty. So who's next? So, boring already have that. It could work. Oh, they can't focus. Make a calculated plan.
Be number one. Let's go.
Oh, my head's a cluttered mess. I need to focus. I need to focus on one person. Focus on them and use their traits to their full potential. That's what I'll do. That's what Sputnik would do. Corkboard. Imagine all the traits are on a corkboard. Eliminate all obstacles. Words. Sputnik's words. How would she...
I can solve this. I can solve this. I just need to look for an answer.
What would Mom say?
No!
What would Dad do?
Use your poker face, sweetie. Don't let anyone see your cards.
Maybe. If I forgive myself, I'll have no reason to stop.
No reason to stop collecting, being me. I'm only a few layers deep. And there's still so much to do. I need to forgive myself, so I won't stop.
Amanda, it's just me. Are you home?
Gotta see the world through Carly's eyes. Carly will help me. She'd be happy to, my best friend.
Amanda?
Carly, buddy!
Okay, Amanda, you're out of control.
Live from the Steinbergs' living room, here is Carly Henderson confronting me, Amanda Steinberg. Frustration is building behind her eyes. Tension is growing. She's about to blow.
I don't want to fight. I'm here to figure this out.
Figure this out. Okay, focus. Lie with me. What are we trying to figure out today? What goal are we attempting to accomplish?
This! I mean, you can't even sort through your own thoughts anymore. You know, if you can't stop because you're hurting other people, stop because you're hurting yourself.
But according to my calculations, I'm following my plan through. My primary directive since day one was to acquire personality traits and to develop a personality. How could I be hurting myself if I'm following my plan?
Just because you're confident that you're right
doesn't... Confident, Jet, focus. I'm the best, number one.
All this focusing is gonna make your head explode. Focus on yourself. Focus on Amanda.
Amanda? But all these traits are Amanda. Can't you see they all fold together? Can't you see we all fold together?
We? Amanda, I care about you, and you are hurting people. You know, it hurts for me to see you broken like this.
I may be broken, but at least I'm free.
Artistic.
Creative. I freed you from the leech I used to be.
You were never a leech to me. You could fold a fitted sheet. You could make a mean paper crane. You know, Amanda, it isn't too late.
I was never a leech to you?
No, but that's what you're being to all of our classmates.
Carly, you're right. I need to stop. How can I forgive myself?
I don't know, but maybe start by not taking anybody else's traits.
Carly, I just need your help.
Your forgiveness. Amanda, I do forgive you, but it's not my place to do so. It's your place, but I do forgive you.
Thanks, Carly. It really means so much that you're here for me.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Relax, Carly.
It doesn't
hurt. Amanda,
please, back off!
Who are you? What have you become? Is there anything left of the Amanda I once loved?
Carly, don't you trust me? Carly, don't you care? It's for the greater good, yeah. This'll make it fair. Come on, just let me take it. You won't miss it at all. It's just a minor tweak, something you won't recall.
Immune, but you're so demanding.
It'll never be enough. It'll never quench the thirst. Never make you whole. You will always feel cursed.
Carly, relax.
Amanda, I can help you. You need to let me help you, okay?
Carly, can you help me? Help me feel complete. Be the sacrifice to make this guilt cease.
You need to let me go, please leave me alone. I'm tired of your selfishness, you'll end up on your own.
Get back over here. I'm not finished yet. You're essential to the puzzle and I have something yet to get.
Hold on forever. It's already gone.
What did what it was, and I don't care what happens to you. Just don't you dare ask for my forgiveness for this.
I don't have to. That's what I took.
Professor Garrett, this sucks. Is there anything you can do to help us?
Oh, you kids are so disgusting, I don't even want to look at you. But we'll get through this, so perk up. Right, Jeff Fletcher? Let's go.
Let's not.
Professor Garrett, my doctor says that I don't have mono.
You could have fooled me.
But Garrett Sensei, I swear, I have not kissed a single person here.
Yeah, he only kisses his unwashed Tamaki body pillow.
I don't have a Tamaki body pillow, and I wash it every week. Who have you been kissing, Zach-kun?
My trombone.
Children, there are other ways to contract mono than simply kissing.
Yeah, guys, I got it from the meatloaf.
Sasha, luckily Linda works very hard to provide nutritious lunches.
But you seem pretty interested in that lunch lady, Professor Garrett. That's like funny, right?
No. Oh,
Linda and I have spent many a wonderful free period together. But I don't see what that
has to do. But you admitted to having mono before.
What are you kids insinuating?
Professor Garrett gave the lunch lady mono and she spread it to us for the cafeteria food.
Is this true, Garrett Sensei? Have you betrayed us?
How long has he been lying to us?
Where does it end? Am I even going to grow up to be a samurai?
Class, allow me to quell your fears. I cannot spread mono because it has been longer than 18 months since I originally had it. After that period, the virus remains inactive in my body, granting me immunity from this outbreak.
Then how does Jet have it?
I don't know, but this sucks. How am I going to make it to state like this?
You've stayed for air hockey?
Yeah. Class, this doesn't make any sense. This whole time I've been saying that mono's the answer to our prayers, but now it's as if my entire being has been thrown into self-doubt.
What is it, Professor Garrett Sensei?
Class, for the first time in my adult life, perhaps since infancy, I do not know the answer to this question.
You're saying we're stuck like this?
I just want to be my old self again.
I used to be able to slam the pucks. Now I can't even beat the kids at Chuck E. Cheese's. They have a fraud.
Class, I think I have an idea. I think I know the very man you all should meet. Hey, class, I see you're all down. Life's got you wearing a frown. Seems like you've drawn the shortest straw. Sasha's not so merry, her personality's so contrary, she'd rather not eat any food at all.
Yeah.
I know you're down in the dumps, but don't get your feathers in a clump, because there's a man you all should see. He's got the world on a string. He's the ultimate king. Possibly even, most certainly even, it's hard to believe, but he's even smarter than me. He's Boondi, hooray! And it's Boondi today! He's Boondi, the magical guru of everything. Can change your very being.
I used to like to eat, now I refuse every treat. I love food, now I can't stand the sight.
And I used to like anime, and I still like anime. And I'm here to meet my hero today. I used to be the most confident kid in school. Chicks would gasp and all while I was standing by the pool. Now I feel like baloney. I'm sad and scared and lonely. I need a girl.
So divine,
cure these problems of mine.
amuse me. Verbally she'd bruise me. I miss the days when she'd beat up my heart.
Making the guilt you feel even worse. Well, I'll just give it back. I'll return it. You can't do that. This was supposed to make me feel better. I need more. I need more.
before he's coming. I'll see him.
Of your young existence. First comes self-acceptance, and then shortly after comes love, respect, and admiration. All things I find myself swarmed by each day of this beautiful experience that is called life. Bundy will show you who you truly are, and will take away the negative energy that has plagued you since the outbreak.
But Garrett Sensei, I was never infected!
Yeah, he's the same as he's always been.
Ah, well, in that case, I heard the light show is spectacular.
Bundy's way better live, and I've seen Kenny G.
I heard he's a real hunk, too.
Now, Blast, let's not objectify a spiritual dynamo like Bundy.
Why can't we be spiritually sexy?
I guess that's possible.
I watched his TED Talks.
Was it the one where he incinerated a chicken while doing 500 sit-ups in protest of animal cruelty?
No, the one where he protests our country's broken prison system by locking himself completely shirtless in a jail cell. He's the true humanitarian of our time.
And his abs are incredible.
Last, we're here to be spiritually healed, not to drool over Bundy's bitchin' bod. I kindly ask you to refrain from embarrassing me in front of His Holiness.
Carly, I've got it. I know how I'm going to fix everything.
Oh, I know why you're here.
No, Carly, it's Bundy.
You won't solve anything by doing this.
No, once I have Bundy's sense of completeness, I won't need to take any more traits. I'll change.
You're still stealing. You're not changing at all.
No, once I have Bundy's sense of fulfillment, I'll be happy finally.
You won't. Hurt.
Come back here, Carly.
Amanda, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you're totally fine.
Yeah, you don't need to be healed by Bundy.
I just came here to see the man who made global warming hot again.
Fine, just don't hog him.
Yeah, Junichi needs this.
He was already more messed up than any of us.
Hey!
Class, I'm sure there's plenty of Bundy to go around.
I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Oh, boy!
Oh, my God.
Kids, I'm gonna need you all to take a step back. Take a deep breath. And just chill. Peace.
Love.
Understanding.
Love.
like you. Sad and scared and blue. A fraidy cat with anxieties galore.
Is that true?
Shh! I spent all day at work. I felt like I was stuck in mud.
Wow.
In a depression or sexual repression, there is only one thing you can do. Just chill, just chill. All your problems will be solved. Just chill, just chill. Listen to me, I am Bundy.
Bundy! Bundy!
I used to be like you, sad and scared and blue, but now I'm the coolest guy around. Just chill, just chill. All your problems will be solved. Just chill, just chill. You'll be absolved of all your wrongs.
Just chill out!
Bundy, it seems my students are experiencing a lack of self-identity, as though they've lost themselves completely. We were hoping that you, the all-powerful Bundy, could help them all out.
Oh, don't even worry, man. Bundy's got something for every situation.
Hey, how you doing? You see, kids, it's not the inside that matters, but the way you present yourself. Personality is fleeting, but feeling good is so fulfilling. That's what the Dalai Lama said. I came here for the free food, but you need my help. Just
chill, just chill. All your problems will be solved. Just chill, just chill. You'll be cured of all your wrongs. Just chill, just chill, just chill.
Hello. Is it true that you study the Shaolin Monastery itself?
It is true. Those Buddhist guys are some of the best bros I know in this life or any life, yeah.
Bundy-sama, do you ever miss your homeland?
Well, I mean,
Asia is just so far away from here, you know?
I'm from Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz? Is that the land where mountains peak through fog and birds fly through the tranquil skies?
It's NorCal.
NorCal?
Yeah, I guess we got a couple big hills and some seagulls flying
around.
Bundy, we need to talk. Help me, but now I see.
I've torn them apart, so I must save one. I ruined their lives, but I can still let him get by.
But we could be friends if you think that would help you be happy. Just look now, I'm right here in front of you, here to help you fit in. Come take my hand, it's held out for you. With me you won't need your old friends.
abilities not be returned?
They'll get used to it. It builds character, right? And my dad used to always say to me, Boondie, you'll never amount to anything. You're a loser. But I mean, look at me now. I'm like the opposite of a loser, yeah. They'll be fine.
You don't understand. I did something horrible to a bunch of people, and there's nothing that can be done.
Look, man, I'm not some kind of superhero or whatever. I am but a gnarly dude, and I can only do so much. But seriously, let's get brunch sometime, all right? Yeah. Next
in line.
Boondie, I don't know what to do. I used to be everyone's favorite class clown, but now my jokes just don't stack up.
Well, kid, you know what the real joke today is? Congress! You ever consider a career in politics?
Oh, what about me? I'm dumb.
Politics?
You're so right.
Boondie, I used to be the star air hockey player, but now I can't look at a puck without bursting into frenzied tears.
Well, you ever considered a professional skee ball?
Oops. Oh my goodness. Boondie, you're the amazing.
Okay, buddy.
No,
okay.
Boondie.
Boondie, hi. Hmm? I was going to be the next Picasso, but now whenever I pick up a paintbrush, all it amounts to is child scribbling, and plus I hate food now, so life's just not worth living.
Oh, well, it sounds like you'd be pretty perfect for modern art. You ever considered, you ever listened to Jackson Pollock?
Boondie, you're so right. I can express myself far better through mindless splotches of paint than I ever could through imitating the great masters.
Boondie, I don't have the drive to do anything anymore.
Well, you should be a motivational speaker.
What?
They're all dead inside.
I'm Boondie. What about me?
Oh, well, I mean, behind every inspirational speaker is the manager who gets her on stage every night, dude. Aw, jackpot! Now I can be with my spud nut every night.
Wow, Boondie, hey. It's never been me too. I've been a fan for years. When you held that poor blind child all riding a gnarly tempo wave, I was awestruck!
Well, I gotta appreciate the fans who've been with me since day one.
Yeah. I have something slightly unorthodox to ask of you.
Hey, I'm game for anything, man. As long as it doesn't involve a drug test.
Okay. Linda! Come on over!
My juicy jiggly jug of Jello and I were wondering if you would join us in holy matrimony.
Nothing would make me happier, bro.
Let's not wait one more moment. Are you ready, my sloppy Joe?
Ready as I'll ever be, my mystery meat.
Okay, you two are a righteous couple. Let's get it on.
Yay.
Yeah.
Don't forget your best man, Garrett.
Dad, I'd be so happy for you to be my best man.
And I brought my wife, too.
Mom, you're back!
My nice party boy listening up here. It's my Boondie.
And between you and me, Vance, you can come over and play a round of poker whenever you like.
You know, I might just take you up on that offer. You know, everyone, I think we all learned a valuable lesson today. But I'll be damned if I know what that lesson is.
Yeah, but Linda, you both look so gorgeous. This'll be some wedding.
Oh, yeah, the whole gang's back together, my dudes. Let's party till we pee!
Yeah, come on!
Fragrant freeze-dried flapjack.
Hey, Carly.
Oh, hey.
Not in line to see Boondie?
I figured it'd be pretty lame to see Boondie after, you know, you stole his personality and everything.
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
He shook my hand instead, and now my powers are gone. But it didn't bring everyone back to normal.
Well, that still doesn't make this okay. You did something terrible.
I guess you won't be forgiving me anytime soon.
Whose fault is that?
Yeah, I know.
But it isn't all bad. I mean, I think people are learning to adjust. I know I'm learning to adjust.
I'm so sorry. You should have never had to have gone through that. I had no idea what I was capable of.
Just promise not to do it again?
I promise.
Shake on it.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.